This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Main feature allows you to influence the stuff you'll hear on the air. You can submit show prep suggestions, and other listeners then get to vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestions. So you can go and vote on other people's suggestions as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. Let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. And we will talk to Jacob, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there, Jacob.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
First, I just want to say something real quick. I'm a New Hampshire native, and I think the Free State Project is an amazing idea. And I welcome any pro-liberty people who move to New Hampshire, and I like meeting all the Free Staters and everything like that to move, so I think it's really awesome. And what I wanted to bring up was the other day, I remember you had the Facebook flame war with the statists, and you were talking about ideas to use for statists, the people that are kind of ingrained in the in statism, to try to, you know, convince them over to liberty. And I'm relatively new to the liberty movement, so I still have kind of the neocon fresh in my mind. So I could give you a few tips that people use to kind of convert me over.
Okay, sure. Yeah, because my question was about the people that are the most deeply into the state. They are working for the state, or they, you know, have a family member who works for the state, and they've been there for years, and they have a very pro-government, pro-coercion belief system. Even if they don't realize it's coercion, they when it's pointed out, they deny that it exists. And they just don't want to hear it. That kind of thing.
Yeah, so I can give you where I was as far as ingrained in statism. I did in high school, I did 4 years of the junior ROTC, so I had that indoctrination going. I did 5 years of the Police Explorers, which is a similar program as a junior ROTC, except for the local police department. I was also involved in the there's a lot of volunteer work in the DARE program, and I was also in college. I did some time in ROTC in college, and I was also receiving money from the government to pay for college. So I was pretty, far ingrained as far as the statist thing, and I could, you know, relate to a lot of the things read some things that she wrote on Facebook. I could relate to a lot of arguments because I made those arguments myself. And a lot of it was just kind of shoving my fingers in my ears and refusing to listen, even though I kind of knew it was saw it there the whole time. I was just refusing to acknowledge it. Right now, I can kind of realize that. But really, what really won me over, what wasn't, one argument, it was, two or three years of just constant, it was a really slow process for me to finally realize, the true nature of government and for me to finally make the leap over.
Did you? So it was about relationship building. Somebody close to you kept up with the message.
Was it just one person? Was it more than one person that were there? Was
multiple people, everywhere, and it was a lot. Also, too, was finding things on my own. I remember I stumbled upon Stephen Molyneux online. I was looking. I'm into films. I was looking at film reviews, and he does the occasional film review. And I found he reviewed a film, and that's how I kind of got introduced to him, and I started, listening to him more and more. And a lot of it was there was a Young Americans for Liberty chapter at my college that they introduced me to Ron Paul, and that's what really started me, kind of the fast track to liberty, reading his book. And then it was past the election at that point, but I went back and watched the debates, the Republican debates where he was in, and stuff like that. So it was multiple people, kind of because I was with the College Republicans for a while.
Would you have been brought over, just as an unrelated question, would you have been brought, semi-related, would you have been brought on board with the message faster if everyone had dressed very snazzily?
There was a wide range of different dress codes. I have been listening to this conversation. A really wide range. I mean, I wore a uniform for, a long, long time, so I've never dressed too, over the top. I've kind of, you know, I'm not interested in going law enforcement anymore. I'm kind of more in emergency medicine now, so mm-hmm. I still kind of wear a uniform sometimes. But you know, I don't know the whole, you know, I guess sometimes if you want, you know, dress code to say something about you, it does. But other than that, you know, I don't really see it as a whole huge big of, you know, of an issue.
It wasn't a crux, if you will. It wasn't a turning point for you, a critical issue as to whether or not you were listening to someone who was telling you about these ideas. As you say, a variety of folks were expressing them to you.
I mean, like a few, you know, if I was, you know, with my in my hardcore neocon mode, a few, you know, a lot of the in the Young Americans Liberty, a lot of the normal members were in there, you know, some of the more granola-y or I guess you could say hippie types dressing that way were in there, and I would have almost tuned them out right away. But
sure.
There was also a
But can you imagine how ludicrous it would be for a hippie to dress up in a uniform in order to somehow try to impress you? So
yeah, exactly.
It seems like it's almost important to have the message coming from different strata, if you will, to have somebody who is in a uniform advocating the same message as somebody who's got dreadlocks.
A chicken suit on.
Or a chicken suit is a very, I think it's important for it to come from different points.
I need to buy a chicken suit.
Yeah. One of the things that really got me is one of the, actually quite a few of the members in Young Americans for Liberty were, were veterans of the more recent, conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan and stuff like that. And, I remember, one of them wore his uniform to something at the State House. And, you know, seeing him trash the government while wearing a uniform was very, very interesting to me.
I'm glad you called in to share your story here tonight. Anything else that we've missed, perhaps?
I think that's pretty much it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Julia, listening in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Julia.
Hello.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I agree with what you just said, you know, that it's different people are spoken to by different kinds of looks.
Mm-hmm.
I know for myself, you know, very dressed up cheerleader and jock people are kind of intimidating to me. So a person like, you know, a more, I guess, plain person would probably be more receptive from a plain person. You know, that's an example. But
Great. Really
what I wanted to bring up tonight was I wondered if you had checked your Wikipedia entry. Lately,
mine?
Ian.
No, it's been a while. I don't
Wikipedia
remember.
Wikipedia or the wiki.freetalklive.com?
Oh, yeah, which one?
No, the Wikipedia.
Oh, Wikipedia.
Entry
so,
on Ian.
No,
yeah.
I certainly have not.
Oh, I didn't even know there was an entry on Ian. There used to be just a Free Talk Live entry.
No, there's one on Ian and even
why?
On your girlfriend.
Why? In Wikipedia? Why?
Ian has a girlfriend?
Well, I mean,
Well, it said that you did. I don't know.
I have, but
it was really funny. I just looked it up tonight.
Are you going to reveal what it is for our listeners that may not have internet access, or will they be held in suspense?
Well, I guess I could. I'll go to my computer, but
you don't recall. You can't summarize.
It just gave a list of various strange things you've said on shows.
Oh yeah, that's
and then.
Fun stuff.
And then at the end it said that you were hairy from head to toe, including your unmentionable parts. I don't know how the author would have known.
Well, I don't think they don't.
I think that's wiki.freetalklive.com.
I think that's our wiki, I think that's the...
That's not Wikipedia.
Oh.
Yeah, but either way, it's still a wiki, and anybody can go and edit whatever they want there. And
unfortunately, that wiki is largely just people don't go there much. There's a whole bunch of
despite all the promotion we do.
Yeah,
it's a pain to edit a wiki. That's the only thing. They need to make it easier, and it's not. You have to learn these codes, and it's a little bit of there's a learning curve for editing a wiki.
Yeah, I haven't. We've sort of taken on the code that we will not go in and edit our own pages.
Right.
So that it can leave some very strange stuff.
All kinds of weird claims can be made on these wiki pages. So don't believe anything you read there. Thank you for the call.
No.
Julia, I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. They're free, including the shrine of female listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. You can see what I mean. And if you're a lady listener, join up over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And It's so easy, the average eighth grader can go through the complete four CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at JurisDictionary.com. And isn't it sad that the school system will educate you on foreign cultures and all these other things that it educates you on, but it doesn't teach you how to use the legal system? JurisDictionary.com is an educational course for you on how to use the common law sort of English legal system. I've taken the course. It's great. JurisDictionary.com. When you buy the course, make sure you mark Free Talk Live on the little pull-down menu.
Well, let's continue with your phone calls. Dave is listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave in Montana. Going once.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind tonight?
Could you hear me now?
We got you. Go for it.
Hey, how you doing? Dave ain't here, first of all. I'd like to say free to Mary Jane, man. And it's not illegal because it puts a smile on your face. It's illegal because it will feed you, clothe you, house you, make fuel for you. It's sustenance for the human being. That's why they don't want us to have it. But anyway, I thought the free staters are supposed to be free. That means you're free to wear what you want, what's comfortable, you know?
Damn right, brother. Well, one of the things about the liberty movement is everybody's got a different opinion of what's
good idea.
Then
what's next? Your hair? What's next?
Yeah.
The hair? How long? What kind of beard? And then what? The way you talk? They ain't going to like the way I talk. They're going to tell me I'm going to have to change the way we talk. You sound like you're not like too intelligent or something.
You nailed it, Dave. It's the difference between the people who are conformists and want to...
All of a sudden, my experience with these people that are with the clothes business, they're superficial, man, when it comes down to it. All they want you for is money, to make money off you, or then it's all about the status. So freedom, man...
Right on,
doesn't
brother.
...doesn't mean what you wear. It's how you treat one another.
I love you, Dave.
That's what it's about.
Thank you so much for setting everybody straight. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to a different Dave. This one, David, in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi. I was just going to say, to me, like, suits sort of equal establishment. And if you want to be taken serious by them, then you might wear a suit to engage with them.
Mm-hmm.
So to speak, and so that's what I'm saying. But
that's what a lot of these people are wanting because, you know, they want to have, like, for instance, Michael Badnarik. He's the former Libertarian Party presidential candidate from the year 2004, and he was bemoaning that not everybody wanted to dress like him. Well, not everybody has the same exact goals. You know, not everybody wants to get elected to politics,
exactly.
And not everybody needs to pander to the people that find those things important.
And some people might say, I'm not going to meet you on your terms. You can meet me on my terms. You know?
So, David, do you think that the ideas of liberty would have been more persuasive had the first person you talked to been wearing a suit about them?
The power of their personality and the ideas that they say would be much more persuasive to me, no matter what they wore, really.
Thanks, David. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I appreciate the call at 800-259-9231. Sounds like he's a little more open-minded than some of the people Doug's trying to pander to.
I'd like to point out that I don't think, it's my opinion, that the average individual doesn't even know what affects them, that they don't know what it is about a person in their conversation that makes them more convincing.
Hey, you know if somebody doesn't look appropriate to you. You know if somebody looks ludicrous or whatever. I think you know that.
That much is true.
Yeah.
You know, if they look ludicrous.
Sure.
But, you know, people, the art of convincing other humans is, it's the art. In that art, they wouldn't even know what's being convincing about them. I mean, if it's the magical way you combine the words together, the tone of your voice, how it undulates up and
it's
down.
It's probably a total package.
It is. It's a total package. Yeah. And what that includes is clothing.
Well, unless you're at a nudist camp. 800-259-9231.
I consider clothing to be in the lack of clothing, too.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Now then, to the news that I mentioned earlier, this story coming out of Philadelphia at NBCPhiladelphia.com. And it's going to ring a little familiar. And the reason for that is because, well, governments aren't really full of original ideas. They one government will come up with, in one area, will come up with an idea to oppress people. And then if they get away with it, other governments will say, hey, we should do that too. And that's what's happening here. It's a copycat of what's going on in New York City. Folks in Philadelphia, commuters who ride the PATCO trains between southern New Jersey and Philly should expect random searches of their clothing, pockets, bags, and vehicles on their morning trip to work. I mean, the editors even got this one right, the Philadelphia NBC. The story's titled, Random Pat-Downs Turn PATCO into Police State. It's pretty impressive to see an NBC affiliate throwing around the term police state to describe what's going on there.
Indeed.
Does sound like a police state to me.
12 Transportation Security Administration screeners armed with an explosive-sniffing canine checked 663 commuter bags randomly selected from the morning rush at the Lindenwold station on Tuesday.
You know, I always wonder what happens if you tell them no.
You, in New York City, at least, you are allowed to leave, and you cannot come back in through that particular entrance.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if the same rules apply in Philly. We may find out here. It was chaotic, said Kevin Gresson, an accountant from Magnolia who commutes to Philadelphia daily. He told the Courier-Post that nobody was sure what was happening, whether it was safe to get on the train or whether we were carrying something we shouldn't be. Delaware River Port Authority Police Chief David McClintock told the Courier-Post that screeners were looking for improvised explosive devices and weapons. The chief says that out of the six... Well, now they're saying it was 6,663. Well, whatever. The hundreds, if not thousands, of bags searched between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m., a crack pipe was the only item confiscated. According to McClintock, we can conduct any kind of search.
How do we know it's a crack pipe? Isn't a crack pipe, wouldn't a marijuana pipe, I mean, they're made of glass, right?
Yeah, well, so, crack pipes typically are glass, as I understand.
So are many marijuana pipes, right?
Some, yeah, but there's a certain type of crack pipe.
I don't know enough about that stuff.
Me neither. I don't really know much about crack pipes, but that's what they claim they found. And like, get this. This statement really just shows you what these people think. McClintock, this is the police chief, he says, we can conduct any kind of search we want. We could ask TSA to bring wands or x-ray machines like they have in the airport. So we don't think that's appropriate for PATCO riders at this time.
That means they don't think they'll put up with it. Yet.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a lot of features, and you'll also find out they're free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their web pages. We put it all out there. You enjoy it. It's free over at freetalklive.com. Listening options, by the way, include our 24/7 live streams, broadband and dial-up flavors. Also, we've got listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to those very same streams. So head on over to listen.freetalklive.com to get more information about that. You can also learn about our satellite option. You can get us off of free-to-air satellite, plus our webcam, and our 80-plus great radio station affiliates across the country. Various different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears, so go to listen.freetalklive.com and know about the Free State Project, bringing like-minded, liberty-oriented people together. They may not all dress the same way, but they do believe in the ideas of freedom, and they are coming here to New Hampshire, and they're reaching out to different people and different with different interests and different groups and exposing them to the ideas of freedom, some more successfully than others. But the most important thing is they're doing something. They're getting together. They're combining their efforts. They're socializing. They're getting to know one another, and relationships are being built that will allow for better activism in the future. And I think that it's such an exciting time here to be here in New Hampshire, having been here now for 4 years as part of the Free State Project. And I look forward to the next four because it just keeps getting better year after year as more people arrive and get active, get settled in and start growing their families here. Mark, you had a son since you've been here in New Hampshire.
Indeed.
It's just been fantastic. Sean, you're still on your first year. You're up to, what, about 8-9 months at this point?
I showed up in December, so I guess it'd be
9-10 months,
something like that.
Coming up soon. He'll be here for a year, and you could eventually be here as well. So come on up. Learn about it at freestateproject.org. It's a lot of fun. If you love liberty and you're willing to do something about it, there's no better place to be. freestateproject.org. So we'll continue here, and of course we will take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. A little bit more information, though, about this police state that has been created on the Petco lines between southern New Jersey and Philadelphia, where random searches have sprung up. According to the police, according to the story, they either checked 663 commuter bags randomly during Tuesday morning's rush, or they checked 6,663. I'm not sure which of those numbers is the truth. Both of them appear in the same news story.
6,000 is a heck of a lot of bags.
Seems more likely that it's 663, but nonetheless, it's an interesting story because it shows that these government people spread these bad ideas around. So the New York City guys, for a couple years now, I think, have been doing random subway bag checks and person searches. And they've gotten away with it. I think the ACLU was upset about it, but clearly they haven't been able to stop it. So Philadelphia looks at that and they say, you know, the bureaucrats there say, all right, it's time to implement it.
Yeah, essentially you have the option, since the government owns these things, the government owns most of the airports, the government owns the subways, you have the option of not getting searched, and you can turn around and, oh, get to work however you might get to work. Of course, if you count on going on these things, you have to get searched. So it's it's a very tough situation. The government holds all the cards.
So yeah. Do you think a private subway operator could even attempt to get away with this?
The New York's to do it. I think you could can search anybody any way you want. They search people going out of some of the, I think it's Circuit City or Best Buy's or whatever. I think it's Best Buy.
Both of them.
Circuit City's gone.
They'll try.
Yeah, they'll ask to search your bag, and you know, you can. We had a story from one guy who chose not to do that, and it was really a problem. The cops were called and all kinds of things.
So a little bit more from this particular story over at NBCPhiladelphia.com, where the government bureaucrat in charge of the Port Authority says, we can conduct any kind of search we want. Hey, man, if we want to pants you and bend you over and spread your cheeks and do an anal cavity search, we can do that. We're in charge down here.
Mostly true.
If we want to set up a – now, not only this, but it's also true that they could do the searches wherever they want. So they're doing them on the subways now, but how long is it going to be before they're just searching people on the streets?
They own the roads, too.
Yeah.
And
they got checkpoints in New York City.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts.
So if you think that this is where it's going to stop, then you just haven't been paying attention. Because it just keeps spreading. As people give up their freedoms voluntarily, they in mass will be victimized even further.
Yes, and the person who tries to stick out and stand up for it is going to be trying. They're going to attempt to beat you down like a dog.
Right. So how do you do it?
Necessarily, literally.
Right. So how do you change this in Philadelphia, New York City? How does this go away?
I don't know. I mean, you're talking about unraveling a very, very, very big Gordian knot.
That's why it's easier in New Hampshire.
Right. It absolutely is. I mean, when you're talking about these old metros, and that's just a portion of the problem, like New York City, Chicago. Chicago, Philadelphia, you're talking about things where public transportation is ingrained. It's against the law to even attempt to create transportation that competes with the public transportation. It's impossible. It's nigh impossible.
It's pretty darn close to being impossible. He goes on to say that we could ask TSA to bring wands or x-ray machines like they have in airports. They're already bringing in dogs. We don't think it's appropriate for our Petco riders at this time. There are about 5,000 commuters passing through the Linden World daily, according to the Courier Post. Searches will be conducted by... This is a weird little... Get this. Searches will be conducted by a freshly hired DRPA police several times a month, without advance warning, at various Petco stations. Why do they mention that they're going to be freshly hired? What? So they're letting the noobs do this?
They're freshly hired. They're creating jobs and stimulating the economy.
That's right.
Oh, I see what you mean. It sounds like, the way it's written, to me at least, almost sounds like they're going to keep hiring new guys to do the searches. But I get what you're saying. They've hired a new crew in order to handle this particular task. So they won't be moving any officers. No, don't worry, citizens. We won't be reducing our police force in the street. We'll be adding more police in more places.
And then we're going to send you the bill.
Yeah, that's right. And just do as they say, and make sure you don't bring your marijuana bag with you, because, if they catch that, they're not going to just let you go. I'm surprised all they found was a crack pipe. That's 663 bags. I'm actually pretty shocked. I'm not sure how deeply they were searching.
I'm not sure it's a crack pipe. I'm not sure they'd know what a crack pipe is if it ran up and bit them. It's more likely a glass marijuana pipe.
A special Delaware River Port Authority police unit plans to conduct surprise searches. Surprise! At various Patco stations. So if you're going to be riding the Patco in Philadelphia, whether you're visiting or you're living there or working there, beware. They could be targeting you next. And it doesn't say in the story, and I checked the newspaper story as well that this one was based on, that it doesn't say what happens if you say no. So we've yet to see how they're going to handle
it. Because
that.
It's not an option. You know, I mean, they don't want you to consider it as an option, I guess.
Well, and what it took in New York City was for people to actually test the waters and, mm-hmm. and see what happened. And people were wearing T-shirts that said, I don't consent to searches. And they would go back out and they would go to the next subway terminal and they would enter there and try their luck there and see if they could get through, which is, of course, how they to handle that situation.
Yeah, most of them, it was fine. It worked out for them.
Right. Oh, and one other thing I think should be pointed out here. The idea is they're looking for bombs, right? They're looking for mad bombers. When has anybody bombed a train station? I'm just
in other countries
in this country. In Spain, not long after 9/11.
London.
Now, what's the purpose of bombing a train station?
Killing people,
right. Now, I've been in the subways in cities before. They're pretty busy in many cases, especially they're saying here during rush times, which is when they did the searches. So if I think the most important point that needs to be made is that if you want to kill people in a subway station, well, you could just trigger the bomb at the search point, couldn't you?
It seems like it.
There's got to be enough people around.
They're all bottlenecked.
Yeah.
Right. 800-259-9231. But at least then you wouldn't damage the trains. 1-800-259-9231. So who are they really protecting? You tell
the
me.
The choo-choo drivers.
Yeah. You tell me. 800-259-9231. Take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. And if you want to help support the show, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, as well as the AMP-only podcast, which is absent of the normal podcast commercials you'll hear in our regular listener podcast. So there's some perks involved, and you can help us out too. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card, PayPal. Some other options are available as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you.
Want to pay higher prices for goods and services? Well, you do every time someone doesn't pay their bills. That's one of the many compelling reasons that SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. If we get a chance, Mark, to sneak an email in here. Let's go first to Ed, though, in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Sean, and Mark.
I was watching Washington Journal the other morning. Anthony Placido, Drug Enforcement Administrator, Assistant Administrator, and Chief of Intelligence. He got bombed by the anti-prohibitionists. They made him look like an idiot. He ended up having to say, you people need to be talking to the legislatures. I'm just carrying out the law.
Wow, I'm surprised. That sounds like it'd be very entertaining to watch. You said it was what? Which morning show was it? Washington Journal?
On C-SPAN. He comes on every morning at 6 a.m., 6 to 9.
But he got bombed. I am shocked that they would even allow him, that he would even schedule that interview. I mean, normally these guys, these drug warriors, just cower in fear of coming to a public debate because they get chewed up every single time.
Yeah, well, he showed up, but I tell you, he ended up saying, Ian and Mark, hey, you people need to be talking to the legislatures, like I just said. He got bombed. Everybody ought to watch it. But Anthony Placido, just go to C-SPAN.org, C-SPAN video. It was on like the, I don't know the exact date, 6th, 7th, 5th, 4th of this month.
Yeah, if the drug warriors are smart, If the drug warriors are smart, they avoid those confrontations because
he showed up. Also, Ian, some gentleman called him a joke, and the host of C-SPAN defended Placido. Then he got a call from another caller, and he put it straight. He told him, he said, "Hey, this guy works for us. He is a joke." And Steve, I think his name, I can't remember, I don't know his exact name on the host of the show, Steve something, I think. But anyway, he didn't say a word when that guy called up. But, I said, he was right. We pay this guy, and he is a joke, as y'all know.
Thanks for the call and the recommendation. Right. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, Ed, at 800-259-9231. Was one of the most. It's actually one of the more frustrating things about being somebody who's an advocate of ending the war on drugs. You want to get out there and you want to get your ideas out there. So scheduling something like a debate is a really cool idea. Would be awesome if you could get to debate these people, because you know, if you're against the war on drugs, as any sane human being who's actually thought about the issue will end up being, if you're against prohibition, then these guys can't hold a flame up to the position of freedom. They have nothing that they can say beyond scare tactics and appeals to emotion.
It'll make little boys grow boobs.
That kind of stuff. And, they have nothing. And so it's very difficult to get them to agree to some sort of a public interview or debate.
Would they debate is really the question.
That's why I'm shocked by this.
they have the law on their side. They don't need to make sense.
Even when we're on, the air on a Saturday night, we've got the most radio stations on listening to Free Talk Live at that time. Even when we're on a night like that, it's difficult. I mean, it's like pulling teeth to get a drug warrior to call in. It is so hard. Sometimes you'll get them just because they don't know what they're doing. Like, they're amateurs.
That's the saddest part, is when you get somebody and says, "My daughter died because of drugs, and drugs are terrible, and they should not be legal." You know, and then so you've got this person who's coming from a completely emotional standpoint that isn't making any kind of coherent
sense. And logic won't have any effect on
him. And all you do is you look like a bad guy for trying to apply a little logic to this poor person whose good sense is overcome by their grief.
So let's jump into your email, Mark.
Let's do that. This one comes up probably about once every 6 months, and I think we have an obligation to clear it up. So this one's from Jason. It says, "You mentioned on the show that someone researched whether Social Security was mandatory and found out that it wasn't. Is there a place where I can find this information without reading the entire Social Security Act and confirming it for myself? The internets aren't very helpful in this regard." Jason, let us tell you the story as to how we found this out. We were a libertarian meeting in Sarasota, or was it a Free State Project?
I think it was one of the Free State Free State Project meetings.
Yeah, the initial Free State Project meetings in Sarasota. One of the guys there who was active in the Libertarian Party in the Free State Project brought sort of a little book that he had all the letters saved that he had this correspondence he had gone through with the local Social Security office nearby in Atlanta or something like that. And he went back and forth with this guy for a period of months, if not years, and finally got the Social Security administrator to say that you don't have to pay Social Security tax or whatever it is, Social Security, if you don't want to. And this guy was self-employed, and this guy, essentially gave him release not to pay. For me, that was good enough. Also, the fact that I have never, ever, ever heard of anyone being arrested or imprisoned or whatever for not paying Social Security taxes. I'm not talking about income tax here. I'm talking about Social Security. I've never heard of it. And
I've talked to politicians.
They've said that it is voluntary. Yes, you're going to have a very difficult time getting the government to have a big emblazoned seal above a piece of paper that says you don't have to pay Social Security. But if you work for yourself, and I don't see how you're going to get your employer to not take out Social Security. But if you work for yourself or work at a company small enough where the employer doesn't, will listen to you, maybe a family business or something like that.
I'd love to hear that success story. If someone actually has Because we've had people who've gotten their employers to not withhold income taxes anymore, but no one has ever called to say they've successfully gotten their employers to stop collecting Social Security or to withhold the Social Security. I would love to hear that success
story. It may very well be a law that an employer has to withhold Social Security for their employees. I wouldn't be able to speak to that. What I can say is I haven't been paying Social Security since I left a regular job in 2006. Ian, I know you haven't been paying it either, and that's been even longer for you, 2004.
I haven't been
like
paying
that.
It long enough to where I actually got one of those little summaries that they send you every 10 years. I don't know how often they send them.
They send it every year.
Every year?
Yeah.
I only ever got one of them.
I get it every year.
So
and they're putting zeros next to my name.
Yeah, they put zeros in my name.
I put in for 10 years. And basically, you should call it a donation. So I'm actually going to get it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually going to get the minimum. I'll get enough to buy a can of cat food every single month from the Social Security Administration.
Yeah, I didn't put in that long.
You didn't put in for that long. But you know, it's all about what you want to do. I can't give you that safe feeling, Jason, that somehow the government isn't going to come after you because they've given you release to do that. All I can tell you is from my experience.
It's a criminal gang, and risk is always involved. But, yeah, I mean, we've been on
the
air.
You'd be the first person that I've ever heard of going to jail or having any kind of trouble for not paying Social Security.
We've been on the air for 8 years, and we've heard from people who've had some issues with paying income tax or not paying, not paying income tax. But no one has ever called to say, boys, you're wrong. They came after me, and this is what happened. We've never heard that story.
Yeah, not even a story about somebody else that somebody knew about. I mean, not even one of these like third-hand, misinformed kind of stories.
Right, and they keep sending you the summary sheets.
Yeah, they know
they
where
don't send
I live.
A threat. They're not sending a threat along
never
saying,
said
hey!
Anything. We know you're making money, Mr. Yeah. Edge. Please send us our piece of it. They're not doing that.
And you actually do file taxes. So, I mean, like, you're inside that system, and they could look at that and say, hey, wait a minute.
And I don't pay. I'm not going to pay. Preachers don't have to pay. Amish people don't have to pay. I'm not going to pay. You don't have to pay.
So that about wraps this show up. It has been Ian here with you.
And Sean.
And Mark.
We shall return tomorrow night. You can join us then and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In 2010, we were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.